Blog Talk
the
Lord
Radio. And the I want to welcome you from the Blog Talk. Yeah, we're coming together with the first fruits, and this is a wonderful time. People coming together is unusual because the errors, the enemy, Satan himself, has tried to divide and conquer the people of God. The people of God are coming together from every denomination, from every church affiliation, from every walk of life, from every economic strata, and coming together to pray together and to praise God together. My God, I know that there are great people on this line, and I just salute you and approach you very humbly. May the Lord bless you very, very, very much. This is the New Awakening. God gave me that word, the New Awakening, some 2 or 3 years ago. It showed me that this is a time of a spiritual shift in Christendom all across the world. Showed me that people have bombarded him for errors, for sensitive errors, and I just approached him with, Lord, give me this, give me, give me, give me. And God has moved us from the give me, give me, give me approach to God. To the thank you, thank you, thank you. You can thank your way to a miracle. Yeah, and we find out by Isaiah 65:24 that before you call, he will answer. And while you're yet speaking, he will hear. So we praise him and we thank him. On the log line, we just simply say, Lord, we didn't come to ask you for nothing. We came just to give you 1,000 thank yous, many times more than that. And all across the world, when they come together with us, we come together with them. Let me tell you, billions of praises are going up every night unto the Lord. Oh, my God. Thank you. And we just come to tell you we love you. Amen. God bless you. And let's come together to praise him and to pray this morning. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We appreciate you and glory in you for all the things that you've done, especially sending your son Jesus to die upon the cross for us. Oh, God, the most incredible, incredible thing that's ever happened to me is to meet Jesus. And he become my Lord and my Savior of my life, my soul. I appreciate you sending him so very much. And I realize that he went through so much excruciating pain just to accomplish this for you and for me, God. I appreciate it. Now forgive us for anything that we've done wrong, any sins of omission, and any sins of commission. I'm going to be right in our sight. Forgive us, Lord. Bless us, brother. Also, I invite you, Holy Ghost, to take over the line. I've seen what you can do. Oh, my God, nobody can mess up a house like you. And that is in a great way. Lord, when you get through, tears are rolling everywhere. You get through, men are shouting, women are shouting, children are shouting. When you get through, people are running. When you get through, people are shaking their heads and unbelief, just baffled. Their minds are baffled. And when you get through, Lord, it's over. And I mean that in a good way. We just thank God for you, Jesus. And God, thank you for how you laid the foundation and opened up the way for us, for your son, Jesus. Now bless us today. Remember every person on this prayer line because they got up for you, Lord, to give you praise and adoration. And we appreciate you. Bless us to go on and take us higher today. Wake up the folks, I pray. Some are still sleeping. And God, you wake us up this morning and start us on our way. Thank you, Lord. We love you, we praise you, and appreciate you. And give you all the glory. And we do ask you this properly. Everything we ask you, we ask that it would be submitted in the name of Jesus. And for the glory of God, we ask it. Thank God. Amen and amen. And good morning to y'all. Are y'all awake out there this morning? Are you awake? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
good morning to you and to you and to everyone out there. My Lord, I know this is Monday, and usually your Monday, many of you all have had a long weekend and kind of a little bit more difficult to get started. I understand that. But we just want you to know we love you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for you. Amen. You who are out there and I were all around there, I know y'all voted, I think, yesterday, and you helped us select the new president on the way to selecting a new president. You understand what I'm saying? And thank you so much, you precious people in Iowa. God bless you. Let's speak to the Lord, because he certainly is in the room, and we just want to let him know that we appreciate him being here. Amen. Let's speak. Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're here, Lord. Thank you so very much. Amen. Listen, I want to just ask y'all if y'all would open up and praise him. My old pastor, Dr. S. E. Mitchell, taught me that a little praise can take you to heaven, but a whole lot of praise can bring heaven to you. I don't know about you, but I want heaven to come down, and I want heaven to come to me. So let's give him a whole lot of praise. Some people just say thank you two or three times, and that's it. But we've learned on the blog line to thank him a whole 20 minutes, 1,000 times or more. And I want to challenge y'all, we're not going to do it unless the Lord needs for 20 minutes right now. But let's at least praise him a little while, if you would. Amen. And don't drop out on us. Amen. And, come on, let's praise him. In the name of praise check, everybody, to find out what level your praise is on. Praise check. In the name of Jesus. Mine is here. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. Because it would be a sign then God will bless you if you thank him. Oh, my God, he will. I've already gotten many miracles just by thanking God 1,000 times. I think at this present time, maybe Ambassador Stern holds the record. She got to thanking him one day and thanked him over 10,000 times in that day. I tell you, you cannot thank God like that without positioning yourself for a miracle. I've been teaching you all, and I don't mean that boastfully proud, but it's just the truth. I have been teaching that God is writing new books. Now, you look in the 20th chapter of Revelation, around the last of the chapter and the first part of the 21st chapter, and you'll see that it tells us, if you just use your mind a little bit, it says, and the books were open. That's not the book of life. The book of life has the names recorded who are coming to heaven or going to heaven, and those who are not in there, you won't be received. But the books were open, and those have the works of people. I said all that to say this. I really believe that these thank yous and people who are taking time for God to give him 1,000 thank yous a day, I believe the names will be in the book for sure. Ambassador Stern, I believe you have been recorded in the book. Amen. Amen for giving God over 10,000 thank yous. I know I was at the Holy Convocation that moved to St. Louis, and a lady came by and tapped me on the shoulder and said, 9,000, and kept walking. I knew what she meant. After I thought about it, I knew what she meant. Amen. Now we got 10,000. Amen. So it's a lot of fun, you know, just motivating people into thanking God at least 1,000 times a day. He will get you a miracle, and I thank him for it. God bless you. You know, our gist on this program, our platform, is to have praise reports and also prayer requests. Now, let me tell you something. Some of you who want to change this and change that, that's all right if y'all want to do that. But I'm a steadfast kind of guy. You know, I read in the Word, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And, you know, I'm not trying to come with any new ideas unless the Lord gives them to me. Amen. Because being steadfast will get it done. God said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I'm saying that to say this. Listen, he gave us a platform. If it ain't broke, we're not going to try to fix it. But we're going to stick with the praise reports because that's what God thrives off of. Check the book. There are four beasts around the throne. They bow and crying, holy, day and night. That's a form of praise right there. Holy. Ain't nobody like you. You holy. God, we can't do it like nobody else but you. You holy. We give you all the glory. You holy. That's a praise right there. So I'm going to ask Sister LaShonda Toombs, I believe, if she would come and lead our praise reports. Give us a praise report. Are you there, Sister LaShonda?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And give us a praise report of what the Lord did for you. And then open it up to others who will give the praise reports and see who's the first one. Some of y'all, while she's getting her praise report ready, come off of mute now and be ready to jump in there and be the first one to give your praise report this morning after Sister Toombs. God bless you. The line is open to you, Sister Toombs.
Thank you. Good morning to everyone on the praise line.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank God for taking my steps. I am a to me. He's been leading. I'm going in the Lord. I am a work in progress, and I've been just trying to make my steps. There was gunshots in my neighborhood last night, and I just thank God.
You said there were shots?
Yes.
Thank God you're all right. God bless you. Open up the line, if you would, to others to give praise reports and see who's the first one. It's back in your hands, Sister LaShonda.
Line is open, anyone. Go ahead.
All right, who's the first one to give you a praise report?
This is Sister Linda Forshi from Utah, and I'll be on mute because I'm in the hospital.
Are you yourself in the hospital?
Yes, I got pneumonia.
Oh, my God. Let's stop and pray for you right now. Heavenly Father, you said whatever we bind on this earth will be bound in heaven, and I know you meant it. I've got enough faith just to believe that whatever you said is true. And so right now, in the body of Sister Linda Forshi, oh God, I take your words, and I bind Satan, and I bind this flu, I bind pneumonia, or whatever's trying to attack her body. In the name of Jesus, we bind it, and we cast it out. We command that this body be under subjection to the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost, the Bible says that the Holy Ghost has subjection over your body. For your body is the temple or the house of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, drive all flu out of her body. Drive all affliction out of her body and completely heal her. Thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it. Oh, God, drive it all out of her lungs. And anybody else who has a lung problem, a flu problem, or any type of breathing problem, even asthma, we drive it out. Blood of Jesus is a. And God, I ask that you place in the spirit realm the blood of Jesus on all these people who have those problems like that. And if the enemy tries to continue to touch them in any way, especially in trying to attack them with affliction, let the blood of Jesus get on him. The blood of Jesus get on you, devil, trying to dwell in the body of Linda Forshi. The blood of Jesus gets on you now.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I'm still running. Oh,
thank
God. And the enemy is not in a hurry. Want the blood of Jesus
get on.
Oh, get the angels, I pray, let the angels chase them down. Put the blood of Jesus on them. Let them dwindle down to dust. Shouldn't mess with them. In the name of Jesus. Shouldn't mess with these folk on the prayer line. The blood of Jesus be on you.
Get
any enemy trying to put a grip on you. The blood of Jesus is going to get on them. I don't care who they are. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. I believe it.
Thank you,
Lord. I receive that in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I receive it. Anybody who wants it, just say, I receive it.
Hallelujah. I receive it.
That's your holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Mm. All right. Go ahead, Sister Toombs. Any other praise reports?
Any other passage, thing to the Lord and be strong, for he has done most of his things. Anybody have a praise report?
Yes, I just want to thank God for his mercy and grace. This is Christy, Sister Christy. I just want to, from Kansas City, you always ask me that.
Well, I'm trying to get you to identify yourself and give you a city. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, not a problem. This is Sister Christy from Kansas City, Missouri. And I just want to thank God for his mercy and grace upon my life. I want to thank him for my opportunities that he has opened up to put me in leadership position to lead others. I want to thank God for Sister Shonda Toombs. She has been one of my allies for over 20 years. I just want to thank her for being the person that she is, the good person that she is. And I just thank God for using her in the way that he's using her.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Miss Shonda. And also tell us who brought you to the line, Sister LaShonda and Sister Christy, all right? And Sister Linda Forshi. All y'all tell us.
Okay. Sister LaShonda Toombs brought Christy to the line, and then her good friend, I forgot her name, Shonda. What's her name?
Charlotte Gray.
Yeah, Miss Charlotte Gray. She is such a sweet, Holy Ghost filled person. I love her to death. She brought her to the line, and then Shonda brought me to the line. So I'm just excited about Miss Gray just speaking on this line, and we've been on this line ever since.
Amen. Sister Charlotte Gray, amen. Ambassador elect, Charlotte Gray, you're on your J-O-B. God bless you.
Yes, she is all the time.
Yes, she is.
She is.
All the time, every day.
It's just natural.
Man, she's talking about a new job. And, man, she does this job quite well.
That's why she's a, yeah, I think she needs to work for the Lord.
You know, I'm thinking so, too. Amen. The Lord bless you.
Right. She already does.
Amen. All right. She does. Go ahead, Sister Toombs.
Anybody have a prayer report? Bring it on.
Thanks, Marvin. Good morning, Sister.
Linda.
This is Sister Linda Farshee from Hugo, and Chief of Nashua Johnson brought me to the line when he came to Utah, and I can't remember how many years ago that's been, but ever since he came to Utah and gave us the number so that we could get on the prayer line, I've been on here. It ain't too many times I have missed not being on the line.
And been first on the line. Of course,
yeah.
You've been first many days. All right.
Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm definitely not going to sit back and take any glory because it's no goodness of my own. This is Ambassador Elect Charlotte Gray.
Hi, Charlotte. Good morning.
And I'm going to tell you all who brought me to the line. Mother Johnson, Edna Tyler, and Sister Lady Dr. Betty Johnson, all three of them. Thank you, Jesus, for them mighty women of valor. Thank,
you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Let no pride puff me up, God. Let nothing get ahead of me, Lord Jesus. God. There's no goodness of my own, as the songstress says. There's no goodness of my own. That's why I praise you for today. I am grateful on this magnificent Monday. God bless everybody. Love y'all, Sandra. You're doing excellent, wonderful.
Thank you. I'm grateful also. Any other prayer report?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson.
Mother
Indiana. And
good morning.
Praise God for brand new month. This is February the 1st. And I'm praying January. This is February. And I thank you for praises for all that he has done for me. And that's my praise report. I can't thank him enough. But if I had 10,000 tongues, oh, Lord Jesus, I would praise him with everyone.
Amen.
Right. May I jump in there, Sister Toombs, just for a moment? Yes.
Yes.
Mother Johnson, you said you had 10,000 tongues. Amen. That's I said to God, I said, Lord, if I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. And the Holy Ghost came back and said, why don't you? And I began to thank him 1,000 times a day. Now, you said if I had 10,000 tongues, everybody.
I would be
one
of them.
Oh, I know you would, Mother. I know you would. Bless the Lord. I got a praise for Princess Toombs.
Okay, bring it on.
Amen. In January, when January rolled in, we announced to our church that we were going on a 31-day fast, and we went every day, amen, and came off on yesterday, amen, praising God and also asking God if he would bless Amazing Grace. So we completed that 31-day fast, and we thank God for what he did, amen. You know, we don't like to tell a fast while we're on it, but thank God. God bless us to come off of it on today, actually. Thank God. Thank God for you. We're back to you, Sister Toombs.
Thank you. Any more praise reports?
Good morning, 314.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
This is Sister Renata Jones. I just want to thank the Lord for this day. And also, he blessed me and my son to have a new home. So we just praising him
for
our new home. And I'm hoping that Dr. Johnson will help me bless this home in the spirit realm on the line. So good morning, all, and thank you, Lord, for all you have done for me. I really appreciate it.
Well, now I will, amen. If you can come on the blog line tonight, we'll just...
Okay, I'll be there.
We'll be walking through our house, and we'll certainly bless your home as we do it the same. Also.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Any more praise reports?
912. Good morning.
Go ahead.
I have a praise report. Robin Bay from California. And I want to give God all his praise and all his glory this morning. And my praise report, Pastor Judd, always said, God tell us to bless and sow into his ministry. So I sowed, I see blessing his ministry. And by the time I called and gave him the number, within an hour, it had over doubled what I sent them. And so I would say, God bless you all, and anybody that give into this ministry, and we'll come back. And God bless you all today. Everybody on this prayer line today, God bless y'all.
Oh,
love y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to see, you mind if I interrupt a moment, Sister Toombs?
No, I don't. Go ahead.
Amen. I'm Prophetess Baker. You mean it? Tell me what, after you sow that seed and after you called me and gave me that reference number, the seed came back to you?
Yes, it did. You called me and thanked me for sending it, and within an hour, it sure did.
1 hour?
It was within, yes.
My.
Yes, it did.
God, it's something.
And I thank God.
You had received the harvest within an hour? Somebody called you or something? Or how did you find out?
How did I find out? Because it's three children that I have raised. Being
uh-huh.
And they called me, all three of them. The oldest one called me. He's about 20. I guess he's about 21. He called and told me. He said, there was two brothers and a sister, and they called and told me they had sent me a seed blessing. They called me, and they gave me the information that I needed to go pick it up. They gave me a reference number.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
So you got yours, and I got mine.
Only the Lord did that. I hope people, I know you're in the spirit realm. I know all y'all can see that. I never forget, just a few weeks ago, Ambassador Stern gave a testimony like that. And that's incredible. All right, back to you, Sister Toombs.
All right, is there any more prayer?
Amen. Praise God. This is Ambassador Lake Johnson in Texas. Praise God. For my life, health, and strength, I honor Chief Ambassador Johnson, as well as everyone else on the line. I thank God for how he has blessed me this past weekend. allowed me to attend our state meeting, Texas Northwest meeting, and Lubbock. I just thank God because he opened the door and I was able to attend two days there. And God has been so good. He allowed me to hear a great message that fed my soul, and I'm just so grateful how he protected my family while I was gone. We had a great speaker that was there from Bishop Jack Vaughn from Kansas, and we truly enjoyed him being on yesterday all day long. It was Wednesday, and God allowed me to speak, and he just blessed, and I just thank God. I heard so many good things, and I'm just grateful on today. I'm asking you all to continue to pray for me. It's been a long time that I was able to travel because of the sickness in my family, but God allowed it to happen, and I'm so thankful.
Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else out there with the praise report?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Miracle Ambassador Gina Hodges, and I just want to thank God for a good night's rest. I want to thank God for how he's healed my body. I thank him for our service on yesterday. I just thank God to be alive. I thank him for everything that he has done for me, for everything he's doing for me. I thank him for the prayer line. I thank him for all the miracles on this prayer line. And I want to say to everybody, as God continue to bless you, all you miracles out there, don't forget to put a praise on it. God bless you.
Thank you. Beautiful. Is there anyone else out there with a praise report?
God bless you. Apostle Adams calling from Georgia. I just want to thank God for Dr. Johnson, the First Lady, and I thank God for each and everyone on the line. I thank God for you. I just want to thank and praise God for today, another Miracle Monday. Another Miracle Monday. I praise him for on yesterday. I needed God to do something for me, but while I was on my way, he made the way even before I got to my destination where I needed to get. And I just want to praise him for that. I just praise him for everything that he's done for me and everything that he's going to do for me in 2016. Praise God.
Praise God. Are there any more prayer reports? Praise reports?
Let's take one more.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby in Area 708, giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, to the praise leader, and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I thank the Lord for coming into my life and saving me and sanctifying me and filling me with the gift of the Holy Ghost, and how the Lord keeps my heart and mind encouraged for this prayer line. Sister Lily Garnett gave me the number for the prayer line, and I want to say it has been such a blessing to me. I look forward to the prayer line every morning.
Thank you.
And thank you so much, Sister Tones. You did a wonderful job. This is your first time, and you did wonderful. God bless you. So
thank you. Thank you.
And was that Mother Digby just a while ago?
Yes, it was.
And then Sister Lily Garnett, she on the all night shut in. She brought a word, my God.
Yes, she did.
And for you, Mother Digby, we thank God for you, and for all of you on the prayer line. I'm just so elated that God would just touch your hearts, and we could just pray together and praise God together. And now I'm going to ask Ambassador Hagen if you're there. Amen. Please, can you give us a station identification? And also, can you get the prayer request if you have time?
Yes, sir. We will be glad to.
God bless you. God bring your hands.
God bless you. Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Glory, God. We do honor the presence of the Lord. We do honor, amen, our Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. We thank God, amen, for Ambassador Dr. Betty Johnson. We thank God, amen, for Mother Adley Johnson. Mother to the nations, we thank God, amen, for all of the ambassadors and all of the ambassadors-elect. And I thank God for my beloved pastor, Dr. Bishop, Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagan. Thank God for all of you that are listening. And yes, we're here, we're broadcasting live on NPA, NPAradio.com on the blog, Talk Radio. And we're being heard literally all over the world. And you can call and make contact with us simply by calling into the live studio. The number to dial in is 347-934-0207. And we're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Europe, China, you name it, literally all over the world. And we want to thank our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message all over the world. May God forever bless you, sir, and keep on doing what you do. Oh, my. Let's everybody give God a praise as we get ready to enter the prayer room.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says, if we know that he hears us, then we know that we have the answer, whatever we're asking him for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll give my first request, how he answered it. Then we want all of you to give your prayer request. As to build somebody's faith, there was a day that I needed some money, and I needed $5,000, and I needed it right away. Glory to God. And I went to the bank, asking them if they would lend me. And the president of the bank all laughed at me and said that there was no way in the world anybody would do a loan for $5,000 for somebody in my category. Well, I left there feeling bad, sad, defeated, and all that. But a year later, the Lord gave me a strategy, told me what to do, gave me a word, told me what to do, told me to go back to the same bank. Nothing had changed. The only thing was prayer. The Lord had taught me how to do. And then he told me what to do. And I went by his instruction, went back to the same bank who had refused me a year earlier. And this time I needed more. Instead of $5,000, I needed $6,000. Well, my husband had also chuckled and said, well, I don't know where in the world any bank would lend you that amount of money. He just laughed and, you know, we just had fun about it. But then when I walked into the bank, I did like the Bible, like the Lord told me, and I asked to see the president. And the lady said, well, just a moment. And then the next thing we knew, the president came out to meet me by my name. He said, oh, sure, come on in. Offered me a chair. And he said, what can I do for you? And I said, well, sir, I came to get to you. I came for $6,000. And the next question almost blew my mind. He said, how do you want it? Now, I don't know what your prayer need is, but God is ready to give it to you. You might want to tell God how you want it. I mean, it's perfectly all right. But just know, as we pray today, God's going to answer your prayer request, and all you got to do is say, Lord, I receive it, and get his praise for it. It's now open to receive your prayer request. God bless.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to put the software lady, Betty Johnson, on the prayer list this morning, as well as our chief ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, and Mother Adley Johnson.
Beautiful. All right.
Let me jump in here for a moment. I want to just... I'll throw this out here to you all. I want to thank God for Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. This is what I've been talking about. See, we have to be transparent with people. People have us on, you who are leaders on this prayer line, people have you on such a pedestal that others cannot get blessed because they think they can't get up there where you are. But see, what Ambassador Dr. Hagan just did, she just told you she's human, and she has frailties just like you do. And God has bountifully blessed her in such a phenomenal way. It was a great, great testimony she just gave, let you know that if God could do that for her, that he can do it for you. She didn't say her credit was perfect. She didn't say anything like that. She said they laughed at her. And that put her right where we are, all of us, going through the same things that the enemy's trying to keep the money from us. And I asked God the other day, I said, God, why does the enemy fight so when it comes to money? And God revealed it to me. He said, because the love of money is the root to all evil. And I said, well, I don't understand. He said, what is the root? I said, the root is the foundation of something. And what is all evil? Who you know on this earth that is all evil? Every person I know of has some good in them somewhere. But all evil, the only one person I ever heard of that's all evil is the devil. He said, right on it. And so he said, go back and look at it. He said, the love of money. What is money? I learned that some time ago. Money's power. It moves people. It moves you. Anybody who's got something you need, money will move them. Amen. To buy, you know, that house, to buy that car, money moves. And then I looked at it and said, the love of power is the foundation to the devil, all evil. Love of power is the foundation to the devil. So the devil's kingdom is built on the love of power, and power is money. That's why he doesn't want you to have the money, because his kingdom is built on that foundation. And when you get the money, that weakens his foundation even more. I hope you're seeing what I'm talking about here this morning. So thank you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, for that. It moved me to just share that with the people. The love of power is the root. That's why the enemy's fighting you so much. Because every time you get some money on the Lord's side, you're trying to mess with his foundation of his kingdom. Amen. But wait, there's going to be a great exchange of wealth. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And the Satan's foundation is just going to crumble. Amen. Yes. That might be the time where we have a 1,000 years on this earth without the Satan is being cast into the bottomless pit. There's going to be so much peace. Amen. Because God's people are going to have the money. God bless you.
Yes.
Go ahead. I interrupted. I'm sorry. Thank you. I think that was
good.
A Master Hodges. I appreciate that prayer request for Dr. Betty and for me and for Mother Johnson. She needs it. Amen. And all of us need it. I don't mean just her, but all of us need it. Thank you. Go ahead, Ambassador Hagan. Dr. Hagan.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Chief. And you're so right about it. You know, I sense in my spirit that it's about to change financially for the body of Christ. I sense what you've been praying for and what you have been speaking and prophesying is about to happen. Sooner than we think. Oh, yes. I feel a shift. I feel a turnaround. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. We want to thank, oh, hallelujah, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. I want to ask, is Ambassador Stern, are you on the line? Ambassador Stern, are you here? I'm going to ask her if she's here, if she would pray for Dr. Betty Johnson and our chief, our ambassador, as well as Mother Adelie Johnson. Dr. Stern, Ambassador Dr. Stern, are you here? Glory to God.
What about Ambassador Stiff? Is she there? She may be
yes.
At work.
All right. Ambassador Dr. Stiff? Ambassador Dr. Stiff? Ambassador Fife? Oh, I'd be glad to. I would be glad to. Oh, Father, we just come today. We come, Father, in the name of Jesus as the ambassadors that you have called and chosen. Father, we come and we, first of all, we ask you to forgive each and every one of us that's in this territory. Forgive all of our neighbors, all of our families, all of our friends, all of our coworkers, all of the strangers. Forgive each of us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you said if we ask you that you would do it. So we come in faith and we thank you for your forgiveness, for forgiving